Nestle presents The Mad Hatterfields. The Mad Hatterfields, the story of a wild, dashing, daring, exciting, and talented family, brought to you every afternoon at this time, Monday through Friday, by Nestle, the world's largest producer of condensed and evaporated milk. A penny saved is a penny earned. And when pennies are saved daily on a regular purchase you make day in and day out, your savings rapidly mount up into the dollar class. You would welcome extra money for clothes and the cosmetics you want, wouldn't you? Well, Nestle's Lion Brand irradiated evaporated milk can help you earn that extra money by saving you a generous share on your milk bill. Lion Brand milk is as pure and good a milk as money can buy, and you get more whole milk per penny spent for it than in any other form of milk. Undiluted, it gives you the tasteful richness of fine cream at just about half the cost. And served mixed with an equal amount of water, Lion Brand is still as rich as ordinary milk. And in addition, this brand milk offers you yet another valuable feature. On every tin of Lion Brand is a coupon label. By saving these coupon labels, in a surprisingly short time, you'll have enough to entitle you to a choice of a wide variety of useful and attractive household articles. Ask your grocer to tell you where the nearest Lion Brand premium store or redemption station is located. And be sure and order a large supply of Lion Brand irradiated evaporated milk made by Nestle, the greatest worldwide customer of the cow. The Mad Hatterfields. Dominant Mama, boisterous Raleigh, self-assured Rita, capable Meg, and youthful Oliver, who is away in Switzerland studying cello. And we mustn't forget the bewildered and ever-loyal Caleb, self-appointed butler. As we left the Hatterfields yesterday, Meg, after a frantic search of the ship, had just found Nicky just a few minutes before his ship was to sail for Paris, taking him out of her life forever. Now we pick up the scene just where we left it yesterday, with Meg rushing to Nicky, calling, Nicky! Nicky!
Nicky!
Nicky!
Nicky!
Nicky!
Meg, what are you doing here?
What are you doing here? Nicky, how dare you sail to Paris?
But Meg...
How dare you leave me?
Meg,
without even saying goodbye.
Now, darling, listen.
No, I won't listen. Nicky Powers, you must get off this boat at once.
I can't do that. I've made all arrangements already. My uncles expect me to open an office in Paris. Why, I've even cabled ahead, reserved hotel rooms, business offices.
What do I care about your reservations? What do I care about what your uncles expect you to do? You're going to get off this boat.
Now, Meg, darling, listen to reason.
To reason? I love you, and you expect me to listen to reason.
Now, Meg, there's no use in our arguing. We've been over all this before.
I didn't know then that you'd go to Paris.
No, I hadn't planned to go to Paris at that time, but after thinking everything over, I...
First you break our engagement, then you try to sneak off to Paris without even saying goodbye.
I broke our engagement?
Well, then I did. What's the difference? It amounts to the same thing.
It makes a lot of difference, Meg.
But the sailing to Paris idea is yours.
Certainly it's mine. I think it's the best thing to do.
Well, I don't, so get off this boat.
Meg! Nicky!
Mama Hatterfield, you here too?
We're all here, Nicky. All the Hatterfields. Yes, and Caleb and Michael Burke too.
Well, I'll be darned.
Oh, why stop to talk? Come on, let's get off this boat.
Meg, I can't. Mama Hatterfield, won't you talk to her?
I won't leave without you, Nicky.
Marguerite Hatterfield, do you want to sail to Paris?
I'd rather be in Paris with Nicky than live in New York without him.
Meg, darling, I love you. Don't you understand? That's why I'm sailing.
That doesn't make sense to me.
You're all excited, upset now. But later on, you'll go back to feeling the same way as when you broke our engagement.
Nicky, will you stop throwing that up to me? Every normal girl has the right to some mistake. Some girls elope, some marry counts. I broke my engagement to you.
Oh, let's get off this boat. I don't want to go to Paris. Their coffee is atrocious.
I don't want to spoil all your lovely dreams and ideals, Meg. That's why I must leave you.
I can live without my dreams and ideals, Nicky. But I can't live without you.
Oh, you too. First, Meg wanted to break the engagement. And you objected, Nicky. Now she's willing to make up and you object. Love, heartaches. Thank goodness I've passed the age for all that.
Now, Meg, we've gone over everything.
How can you leave me without even saying goodbye?
All right, then. I'll say goodbye now.
No, you'll say goodbye to me off this boat.
Oh, if you want to sail to Paris, Meg, without a stitch of clothing except what you have on, it's all right with me. But I won't go wearing a 10-year-old mink coat.
All right, come on, we'll all get off.
Mickey, you'll come with us?
Just to say goodbye.
I don't care what reason you have.
Now, where are the others?
Oh, here's Caleb now.
Miss Meg. Oh, Miss Meg.
Yes, Caleb.
I'm sorry, but I can't find Mr. Powers.
Caleb, I'm right here.
Why, Mr. Powers, so you are.
Oh, Caleb.
I've peered into so many young men's faces, Mr. Powers, looking for you, that now I don't recognize you, that I do see you.
Oh, let's get off this boat.
Yes, Mama.
Caleb, will you find the steward and have my luggage removed?
Very good, sir. I'll attend to it at once.
Now, where's Raleigh?
He went to the bar to look for Nicky.
Oh, I better go after him. But don't let them start this boat till I get off.
No, Mama, we won't.
Understand, Meg, I'm only consenting to get off here to say goodbye to you.
I understand, Nicky.
I'm really getting off just to humor you.
No, Nicky, you're getting off to keep me from sailing to Paris with you.
I believe you'd do it, too.
Would I do it? Just stay on this boat and see.
No, I'll get off.
Brady can't.
Hey, there's Rita and Michael Burke.
Uh-huh. If a bill collector would knock on the door now, I'd feel right at home. Rita, I found him.
So I see. Well, hang on to him, will you, Meg?
Look, Mickey, next time you leave Meg, choose a smaller boat to sail on, will you?
We've been all over this one, and my feet are killing me.
Come on, people. We've got to get off.
We have to wait for Mama and Raleigh.
Well, suppose I run along, get my car, and drive up to the dock.
Oh, fine, Michael.
Come with me, Rita.
Oh, yes. I may as well walk a few more blocks. My feet are just broken in now.
We'll meet you in a few minutes then, Michael.
And Meg, for heaven's sakes, don't let Nicky out of your sight.
Oh, I don't intend to.
Come on, Rita.
Yes, Michael, coming.
Meg, this whole situation is ridiculous.
You mean you're planning to sail to Paris?
I mean, you're dragging your family, Caleb, and even Michael Burke down here after me.
I didn't have time to pick up any more people.
Now, Meg, this isn't funny.
No, Nicky.
As I said before, it's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous that I love you?
My darling, you are the most unreasonable, the most changeable, the most contrary, the most irrational, the most stubborn, the most adorable person in the world.
Oh, Nicky, please kiss me.
I will not. As soon as we get off this boat, I'm going to say goodbye to you.
Well, you can kiss me goodbye, can't you?
Darling, darling.
Oh, where are Mama and Raleigh?
Come on, we'll walk to the gangplank.
Look, they're getting ready to pull it up.
Mama had a feeling and Raleigh had better hurry.
Oh, where are they,
now,
Nicky?
Meg, take it easy.
But, Nicky, we can't get off without them.
Oh, there they are.
Mama, Raleigh.
Raleigh, I say you will get off this boat.
Mama, I haven't seen those people in ages.
Come on, you two. We better get off.
Careful going down the gangplank, Mama.
Yes. Oh, I've had such a time with Raleigh.
What's the matter with you, Raleigh?
He met some old friends in the bar.
Troopers. Haven't seen them in years. Why, I started in show business with them.
Yes, Raleigh, so you said.
I offer them parts of my fantasy, but they want to go to Paris.
And nothing would do but that Raleigh must go along with them.
Mama, they started me in show business.
And you think that's reason enough for going to Paris?
Reason enough for me.
That's because you've never tasted the coffee in Paris.
Never mind, Mama. Raleigh's safe now.
We played together on the canvas.
That's so, Raleigh?
Oh, I'm not ashamed to admit it.
Now, where's Michael Burke's car?
Well, they'd be up that way somewhere.
All right, come on.
We were playing Hamlet and Macbeth. Hamlet in the evening, Macbeth the matinee.
Raleigh, will you be still?
The evening I played a grave digger. The matinee I was one of the witches.
I don't see a sign of Michael's car.
They'll be along.
Between acts I sold popcorn.
Raleigh, will you shut up?
Oh, I'm reminiscing, Mama.
Please, spare us.
Oh, there's Michael.
Come on.
I'll say goodbye to you here, Meg.
But, Nicky.
Come on, Mama, hurry, and we'll get a good seat.
We'll wait for you in the car, Meg.
All right.
Now then, Meg, let's not torture ourselves by going over all of that and everything again.
Nicky, won't you come with me?
Young lady, will you be satisfied? I got off the boat to please you.
Now, please, Nicky, will you come back to the penthouse to please me?
Meg, seriously, I don't dare. I must say goodbye to you now.
You can say goodbye to me in the penthouse.
Why?
Nicky, at our favorite place, the bottom steps.
Oh, no, I said goodbye to you there once already.
Then you can say it again.
That'd be an anticlimax.
I adore anticlimaxes.
Oh, Meg.
You're getting impatient.
So am I.
And come on.
Oh, all right.
Thanks, Nicky.
But I'm only doing this to shut you up.
Yes, darling.
Don't call me darling, please, honey.
Okay.
Hurry, you two.
Get in, will you? Meg, we're all very tired.
Enough room for me, Michael?
Well, Nicky, you'll have to hold Meg on your lap.
Oh, that's all right.
I knew I should have said goodbye to you out there.
Get in, Nicky.
Everyone set?
Yes, Michael, yes, let's go.
Oh, wait.
Mama, what's the matter?
What's wrong, Mama?
We forgot Caleb.
Oh, my sainted aunt.
Caleb?
Oh, Mama, we left him on the boat.
Great Caesar's ghost, he must be halfway to Paris now.
How did you happen to forget him?
Poor Caleb.
Well, what'll we do?
What can we do? Nothing.
If I had known Caleb was going to Paris, I'd have introduced him to my trooper friends on the boat.
I don't suppose Caleb has any money with him.
Certainly not.
I wonder how he'll like the coffee there.
Oh, I should have kept my eye on him.
If you had and taken it off of Nicky, then Nicky would have sailed to Paris.
Look, there's Caleb now.
Running toward us.
Now what do you suppose he's been up to?
Open the door for him, Rita.
Yes, Michael.
Oh, wait for me. Please wait for me.
Caleb, where were you?
Attending to Mr. Power's luggage.
Well, that's swell of you, Caleb.
I left orders with a taxi driver to deliver to your club, Mr. Powers.
Good.
The steward removed it all from your stateroom, Mr. Powers. But I didn't have money to tip him.
Well, never mind.
I promised that you'd cable him a tip.
Oh, Caleb.
Well, Mrs. Hatterfield, if I'd had a basket of fruit, as I suggested, I could have left the fruit with the steward.
Caleb, will you get in here?
Yes, Miss Rita.
Well, we're all accounted for now, Michael. Let's go.
Right.
Oh, my feet are killing me.
I'm hungry. In fact, I'm starved.
You see, Mrs. Hatterfield, now if we had brought a basket of fruit...
Caleb, shut up about that fruit.
Nicky.
Well?
Am I heavy?
No.
Oh, my sainted aunt, what an evening. It's all your fault, Meg, and yours too, Nicky.
Now, Rita.
Michael, I intend to speak my mind.
But, Rita...
How dare they cause us so much trouble? If they must fight and separate, why don't they stay separated?
Rita, will you please hold your tongue?
I'll do no such thing.
Very well.
Why, Michael, you're stopping the car.
Now then, Rita, you'll either calm down or get out. This is my car, and I won't have Neg and Mickey insulted in your car.
But, Michael...
Take your choice.
But, Michael...
Decided yet?
I'll stay.
And hold your tongue?
Hold my tongue.
Good girl.
Well, great Caesar's ghost.
Raleigh, you stay out of it.
Rita's gone around with a good many young men, Mama. But he's her first lion tamer.
Raleigh, be still.
Mrs. Hatterfield, you know what this all reminds me of?
Caleb, if it's something about that basket of fruit, I'll...
Oh, no, not the fruit.
Then what?
All this reminds me of John Edwards.
John Edwards? Caleb, keep quiet and look out the wind at the scenery.
It's too dark to see anything, Miss Rita.
Then just keep quiet.
Don't you remember when John Edwards left to go abroad?
Oh, Caleb.
No, wait just a minute. Wait, who is this John Edwards? What is there about him that upsets all of you so much?
Just a family friend, Michael.
Yes, just a family friend.
Oh, thank goodness.
A family friend who's engaged to Miss Rita.
What?
Oh, Caleb.
Did he say engaged?
Well, I was engaged to him, Michael. I returned John's ring.
Oh, that's different.
Nicky.
No, Meg, you're not heavy.
Not that.
Then what?
Speaking of rings, have you mine with you?
Yes.
Then may I have it?
No.
No?
Remember, I'm only driving to the penthouse to say goodbye to you.
Oh, yes. I forgot.
Oh, dear. Things aren't right between Miss Meg and Mr. Powers yet.
And Caleb is right for once. Things are not right yet between Meg and Nicky. What does Nicky mean? Is he still convinced that he should remain out of Meg's life? That such action will be better for Meg? Has Meg's last-minute attempt to bring Nicky back to her been in vain? The Chinese, in their long centuries of desperate search for food, have tried anything that could be chewed or swallowed. Although they eat practically everything, they have a natural human appreciation for foods that are nourishing and which can be used in a variety of ways. Now, in that respect, we're not at all different from our Oriental neighbors. And that's why so many smart American women, day in and day out, use Nestle's Lion Brand evaporated milk. They've found that Lion Brand milk fits their fundamental food formula to a T because, one, it's irradiated to increase its content of sunshine vitamin D. Two, its double richness takes the place of expensive cream. Three, it's delicious in all kinds of milk drinks. And four, it's a grand milk for cooking. Try it in everything that calls for milk or cream and find out how Lion Brand milk makes everything you make taste better. Order several tins from your grocer tomorrow. Ask for Lion Brand irradiated evaporated milk made by Nestle, the greatest worldwide customer of the cow. Tune in tomorrow at the same time when Nestle brings you another episode in the lives of the Mad Hatterfields. We ask you to save the time to be with us and, of course, save those Lion brand coupons. This is the WLW Line to New York. WLW, the Crosley Radio Corporation, Cincinnati.